Okay, I'm confused now. I like it.
You get every time.
Oh, dude, this doesn't stick.
Can you put the lapel a bit higher up? I'm sorry, what's your name?
What? Ring. What is that?
No, oh. We need the lapel. It should be just a cushion in your head.
What is?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Because I want to stay.
It seems slippery.
That's whatever. Maybe if I said it, you know, just around probably around that
thing. Yeah.
He wants to have some rip.
What's that answer?
Sorry. No, that's just something. No. No.
I'll do it.
Oh, break this one. Okay.
Have you changed the
I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I meant to send the email and then I just continued.
No, when you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check the Levi and then
I. Yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as I had something, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just
the fun and games.
Seems a little chaos.
Yeah.
So, I know it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get? Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
Seems unlikely.
There is a file in the directory called disfor.
It's an Excel.
I saw that, and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it. Because I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago, so that may be my.
Doesn't have anything in it. It does. It has about 3 lines of XML that doesn't do much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's hard to get to the answer.
What's that?
Remove that.
It just seems to be an occupied space. All right, doesn't matter. Really, just put it in there. I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff. They live there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in the vault. I needed them, they were for this though. It's all right.
What's
your
phone on now? What actually do you want to ask me
about?
It's
huge.
Okay.
So
we probably won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I think there's about 8 gigs on there. So yeah, it's just much bigger than all of our home directories combined, isn't it? Yeah. Too good, dude.
How's everything else,
Mom?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, I liked it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background. But that didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like, as it does everything, it just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior.
Might as well, I mean...
Doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. The thing is that, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in it. next to you.
Oh,
right. That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those. Yeah. I did have a look. I prodded it to see if it didn't break. It didn't break too. I didn't play that long, but it seemed all right, really. Yeah. And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks all right. So,
yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I didn't direct with when I was doing, so didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but I can do that.
Yeah, be good. Is there any comments you have about just like wording and or some sort of minor things?
No, it looks all right. The only thing is it's not. The startup screen is not too pretty, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, at the moment, as well, the whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
No, so it's not the top priority.
Your manager might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So, yeah.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start.
Did it? Yeah.
So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of
thing. Were you using like a GUI builder or just all?
No, this is just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, the speaker characterization is finished.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't done it. I haven't updated all those object files yet, though, because it takes ages on these computers. So I do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But it does, I just can't bother to sit in the lab and wait half an hour or whatever.
You connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No, I tried that one.
Yeah.
It really speed it up.
Try that a few times. Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. It tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
Yeah. The dialogue acts are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But there's the thing what I wanted to talk about dialogue acts was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Well, so we don't
want to
include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows what was it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other
sequence.
It's
very
boring.
Everyone does it.
Exactly.
Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And some people have. An acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else comes
so which,
up?
Suggest. Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five for, or the top X. You give it a number, and it will give you the top whatever for each person, and then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting, and the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. That you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words at the moment, but I could change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display, that's why that's what I'm asking you, really.
Well, you know, if you have like a choice so they can filter those out, the top most common, just say, okay, show all or show, only.
All's a lot, all's like 25. Dialogue acts.
I mean, do we care? If,
I don't know.
I think it'd be difficult. But it would be difficult if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then a little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are,
I think we should have the global top five, that, because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue X.
For the speaker.
Yeah. And then in the meeting, you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top dialogue X. Either of those would do, but it would start to take up a lot of space if you have it.
No, I wouldn't, yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So because it's a speaker window, the speaker character conversation
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones.
Okay.
And then
but often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes is in undergrad. That's quite funny.
You follow that
or something.
This is good for browsing minds.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so
he's
that's
the joker.
What speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's take him to the next joke.
Yeah. That would be quite good, wouldn't it?
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke or
what percentage of the dialogue acts that he makes are jokes in the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So one's globally.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with the dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label, so I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
Because that's boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that. So they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and they put that. So I just ignored any quoted material because it's got nothing to do with.
Yeah.
I just scratch it.
Anyway.
Yeah, somebody else's joke. So you have to be original about your material, otherwise you don't credit it to you.
Yeah, I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sort of implemented now, or is that?
Yeah, that's all done. Yeah, all done. Yeah. Yeah, I just have to. I just finished. There might be some polishing. I can't remember, but I think it's pretty much complete done. So I'll do that tonight. Just put it up there so you can start using that.
When I click that, I'll just recompile the M browser and then just get that.
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it uses my private one.
Yeah.
The in search. Yeah. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just was called meeting and speaker.
Okay.
Well, I can change it if you want.
No,
I don't
know at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Think about future stuff maybe.
We could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too.
If you can be bothered.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah.
As long as it's in the same directory, it works. So sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon we should have a little icon on the browser.
What that you can double click on in it.
Well, no.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, the top left. At the moment, they've got an X, which is NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, we'll have something else. Just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh, exactly.
Something original. The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Same
M. MB.
Big yellow M.
Where have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super size reading browser.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font and just something nice, something solid. Maybe.
Yeah, anything you like. Yeah.
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character, maybe, or one sort of simple.
Yeah. Anybody have any artistic talent?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll be doing MSCs in informatics if we
did?
Some people do, yeah.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or something. Set picture or something.
Yeah,
really
I know. Yeah, I know how to put it there. But
okay.
I'll have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name and then it tells
yeah.
it. It knows.
Yeah.
Also, it'll do the automatic scrunching down.
It just sticks it in the corner. Yeah, yeah.
You have to remember to include that in evaluation. How did the
Improve
your browsing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could even have some sound when it comes on and go. Welcome to the meeting.
Can you get sound on these machines?
No, that's good. I have to do it in the.
Have you ever managed? You must have known, but playing any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play just normally.
If the sound card is registered to your name,
which
it usually is not.
Yeah.
And you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work.
Sometimes it works, yeah.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yeah.
A lot of audio. Okay, this looks good.
Yeah. I'm having some troubles with the English thing, but I found another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because I don't know. It's not that I haven't played around it much, but we'll see what happens in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from there. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah,
well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were going to figure that the ranking did make sense, like to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
Yeah.
I still can't make it run TNT from Java.
Serious? Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, then I'll be well chuffed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much of a job.
Yeah, that's
right. Feels like
it's a job.
It's a job. Yeah, anything else. Just like
practical job.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool, see that.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Rubbish.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to it at all.
Yeah,
I think it was
like, right, I'll try this then and see
so what it does.
Yeah.
I mean, it was plainly generated by going to generate Java doc and just went spat it all out and they never bothered to work.
Yeah. Come on. No, it's still, it was research platform.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there so without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know. Oh, we should do this. So I don't. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or when exactly were we going to start evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And make it up
just brainstorming.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline last Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
And that would give us the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my genealogy presentation on Monday.
Oh.
Too much now. but yeah, Monday. Monday. I mean, we could. Should we make that Monday? Or.
Well, we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah. Just.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah. Just.
He's around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we have that meeting.
Maybe it's just today, I don't know.
Yeah.
Send him an email, he'd probably read it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we push
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, well, you never gave us any test subjects.
Yeah.
What, so he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well, okay. Sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know.
Because we're going to even get an email on our MSC.
Right. We're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start finding people.
Well, they're going to use.
Well, they're your friends.
They're
going to
use
perception
projects and things like that.
Yeah,
so
it's
not going
to
take
long.
It's
only
going to be half an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
You need to use each other.
Yeah. Actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing. Have more of a break. So, maybe get a range of types of people as well, but not highly computer, like not
well, they will be.
Linux literate.
They'll have to be now.
Yeah. I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people are we going to try and...
Cause I think like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of like 10.
No, it'll take forever. And then you've got to analyze the results. No, forget it.
Did an HCI course a while ago, and it's just, let's put these, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can
we
you get a range
to.
Of people if you have 3?
You have one computer scientist, one and one dude off the street.
Okay, one's
supposed
to be a woman, a man, and one.
Maybe we should just have 2.
Yeah, one man, one woman. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds people.
Yeah.
Another thing,
we have the
presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something like this.
Yeah.
Or nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks.
Oh, it's
two weeks today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report.
When's the report handed?
25th.
Oh, right. Is that the
is
Friday?
It's the Thursday. No, the Thursday.
24th.
Yeah, it's the Thursday. So it's not
I thought you said 25th. Even though it's Good Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Is that Good Friday already?
Yeah, that's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's
not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
Well, wasn't originally either.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so, necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him, because if not, then...
We should try and have it done by then anyway, I think, otherwise it's got to be getting
probably
tight otherwise.
It's a good target. It's a good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. Basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation pretty much straight away and then get...
Because we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report, and everything. We have to write everything.
It's just funny that have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly. That's the point.
If we had a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free after.
Oh, the next one. Okay. Yeah, I'm free this Monday. Yes.
Me?
Well,
SPT.
That's easy compared to me. I mean, I'm not.
Because I don't have anything
after
the 18th.
Okay.
And you must have your research proposal.
Well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
Did
you do that? Not done at all, yeah.
So,
timeline we're putting 25th, and that's Friday.
Maybe that was us, then, not him.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find this.
Yeah, Thursday 24th.
In fact, I'm having a big party on the 24th, though.
Well, no, you can't.
And the lectures.
Yeah.
So...
So 24th, so...
Anyone fancy writing in an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or...
That, yep, and...
We should have it done anyway, okay, yes. Hopefully.
But it's still important to know.
Is that a part of the demonstration? Do they want that information?
Yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation in the first place. And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? Have you got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking? And when?
Did he say anything about, like, what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like,
no.
A few little things, just maybe some comments at the last meeting. Just in general, like, how it all integrates, blah, 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 all those things.
Do we know, did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Mm.
And how long were...
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, isn't it?
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think
we
should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
We have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we can...
7 pages?
Yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Just to fine-tune it or detailed. And,
yeah. And then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah, well,
that's going to be quite...
Yeah, that could be, yeah. That could easily be, like, 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think...
Yeah, it should be.
Just going to be...
Okay. Yeah. So, do you want to write him an email, then?
Sure.
That'd be good. When I get home today, which will be... Before 6:30, I'll make that file readable, writable, everything.
Sure. Yeah. No big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to get the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing. And just,
but at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, you just pop them in.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one,
it doesn't do anything yet. Okay. Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah.
That was why I was really deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. So there's a couple of those little things.
This is the icon one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in Animals? In like the other windows, like the various like different topic? Or?
Usually one left click it highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the
Well, it's difficult because.
So
Well,
you can
you
just
can
sort of
look
trace back and figure out what objects they are going to.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first. That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take that for loading.
Mm.
So if we have that the same on this one, that means that if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But
yeah.
Also highlights
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. Because you only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like I said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just if there's, like, three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rating ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not loading it on file 76, maybe 75, whatever it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. And we'll just do the local search on those ones that we've chosen. And if we can.
Oh, I see what you mean, okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now, when we do the local search at least.
In any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If not, you can't.
Exactly.
If you prefer it simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor, maybe in WordPress.
Yeah, you have to start again. It's do topics
or
instead of segments. Yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local
yeah.
Checkbox.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
startup,
careful
in startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah, no, that's easy.
Yeah, we can make
yeah.
that. That'd be.
That's
pretty handy.
That's
everything else can just stay the same, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Ready one.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to do a global search for topics?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Make a
yeah.
Just
okay.
Index.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did think you'd bother with that, but yeah, cool.
What?
I didn't think we were going to bother with that, but.
Well
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's not first priority, maybe, but.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff? So.
What?
Or is that sort of gone? Like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well, we'll certainly do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis on it.
But we're not
at the very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics, since they don't have labels.
No.
Exactly. All the label ones?
Yeah.
Label twos? okay.
Yeah. No, I won't be doing that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search link for it as
yeah.
well.
Well, no,
With, yeah.
If you're creating XML
but if
files,
I create, yeah, if I create XML files, but if I'm not going to do that. I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It did look like quite a mission, really. I suppose it's not, it's a straightforward just writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the, from a plain text file back into organized by who, which speaker speaks what and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest way they could have ever organized the whole thing, if you ask me. Organize it by time, not by speaker. But so I don't know really what we're gonna do about that.
Okay. We're done.
We just see what Steve says about the reevaluation and then like we'll keep in touch by email from here. And then I guess we'll see you on the website.
Yeah, we do. Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get more. I think that's enough.
We can email if you need.
Yeah.